It's Tuesday, November 24th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A new law heads to the president's desk about IoT. What is the CISA and why do we care? And the rare investment rounds I notice. This is the Business of Tech. The Senate passed by unanimous consent legislation last week to mandate certain security requirements for Internet of Things devices purchased by the federal government, moving forward legislation that had been stalled on Capitol Hill since 2017. If signed into law by the president, the bill will task the National Institute of Standards and Technology with issuing recommendations for secure development, identity management, patching, and configuration management for IoT devices. The Office of Management and Budget would be required to issue guidelines to federal agencies that are consistent with NIST's recommendations. So why do we care? NIST is a capable organization to manage these regulations, and if you're not already embracing their frameworks, get moving. This is a non-controversial law, so there's little reason to think it won't be signed by the president. Sure, it's just government-used devices, but that's how the power of the government is used. It doesn't make sense to build two devices, so this will become the de facto standard. We're now watching for the project to take shape. Not leaving politics for a moment, let's jump into the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency. This agency made news for the dismissal of Chris Krebs, one of the government's most senior cybersecurity officials. I'm highlighting an MIT Technology Review piece today around the power of the CISA, as most of the U.S.'s most sensitive networks are managed by this agency. The mandate includes managing cybersecurity issues, but also defending against other kinds of threats like terrorism, weather disasters, and sabotage. The agency needs more funding, says experts, to drive its expansive mission, and a bipartisan congressional project that focuses on the future of American strategy in cyberspace recommends investing in the agency and to have it lead, quote, the government response to major cyber incidents in both the public and private sectors, and to have the authority to hunt cyber threats across the entire government outside of the military, which, they note, boasts a much larger cybersecurity budget at about $9.6 billion and growing, compared with the approximately $2 billion for CISA, end quote. Why do we care? At the nation-state level, we're seeing the formalization of efforts on managing cybersecurity. This pairs with a recent story about the UK's National Cyber Force and shows the general direction. I'm expecting more investment in this space by governments, which is why we care. Think this through. A pro-business stance of protecting against criminal activity by investing in standards, regulation, and enforcement against cybercrime. If you're an insurance company, you absolutely want this, and it makes sense for elected officials. So expect to see more, and it's a winning issue for the government. I don't normally focus on companies during their investment rounds, mostly because I generally don't care all that much until something is happening besides getting money. But I did note two that I wanted to highlight, particularly as this is a traditionally quiet news week in the U.S. Metigy is a marketing platform for small businesses to automate the decision-making in their online ad campaigns, which secured a new round of funding. The Australian-based company provides tools designed to help small or inexperienced marketing teams use real-time data to make recommendations on their advertising channels. Also in that category, ControlUp, a provider of remediation software for IT teams that leverages AI, raised a round of funding. So why do we care? AI and data. I'm pulling these because of that. The interesting new companies are the ones that are bringing to bear data and using systems to make that data smarter. That's what you're looking for in tools now. When I read CompTIA's IT Industry Outlook report, that is the exact definition of, quote, emerging technologies find their place inside business solutions. And frankly, tools that don't will begin to be a drag on your business and on your customers' businesses. You don't build these emerging technologies, but you sure do leverage them. Headaches with customers texting your technicians? Gazinta's Text brings your texting conversation into service tickets. Set your MSP apart by allowing your customers to communicate the way they want, without losing control of the conversation. Since text messages are 10 times more likely to be opened than email, you can get your tickets to resolved faster, an essential tool for supporting a growing remote workforce. Go to tixt.us, that's T-I-X-T.us, to sign up for a free 30-day trial. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. So this is a slow news week in the U.S. Tomorrow, either will be a regular episode, if there's enough news to warrant it, or a bonus episode. And that bonus episode will come out over the weekend if we do run that regular one. The bonus episode, an interview with the PAX 8 CEO in response to some of my questioning online. Talk to you again either way.